Police raids on media organisations over 2 days this week have prompted questions about whether there are enough protections of free speech in Australia. Federal police have raided the ABC's headquarters and the home of a News Corporation journalist over stories that relied on leaks to reveal troubling information about the Defence Force and intelligence agencies. While the tussle over the seizure of files is just beginning, long-standing concerns about the absence of a human rights charter in Australia have been reignited. Here's political reporter Melissa Clark.
One story by the ABC revealed allegations of unlawful killings and misconduct by Australian Special Forces in Afghanistan. The other, by News Corporation, detailed secret plans to allow more government spying. Both stories came to light because whistleblowers leaked information to journalists, and the federal police want to track them down. After 8 hours at ABC headquarters yesterday, AFP officers left with two USB drives containing reporters' electronic notes, emails, scripts, and footage. They'll be sealed for the next 2 weeks while the ABC considers its legal options. Peter Grester was jailed in Egypt for his reporting and has been an advocate of press freedom ever since. He's concerned the police actions will intimidate whistleblowers into staying quiet.
It clearly does send a message to whistleblowers, and it has a very, very serious chilling effect on the prospects of anybody who's considering blowing the whistle in similar cases, and also for journalists.
He says the raids are a troubling trend.
I'm not saying that Australia is about to become as authoritarian as Egypt. But the trends are moving in a similar direction. The kind of imperatives, the arguments around national security, trumping press freedom are much the same.
Peter Grester believes part of the problem is the lack of specific protection for free speech in the Australian Constitution.
We only have an implied right of political communication. There is nothing that says in our laws that press freedom is a fundamental part of our democracy. We don't have anything like the First Amendment in the United States, and that is a very serious problem.
This is humiliating and embarrassing. No other advanced democracy in the world would allow this to happen.
Prominent international human rights lawyer Geoffrey Robertson, QC, is aghast.
The worst feature of Australia, what does make it a second-rate nation without protection for freedom of the press, is the fact that it doesn't have a charter of rights, it doesn't have any provision of its constitution that provides a protection for press freedom.
It has been justified, or the laws that allow this have been justified by the government as being necessary for national security. Is that not a reasonable balance?
National security is always an excuse. This is public interest journalism of matters that it's vital for Australia to know. It has nothing to do with national security.
Brian Toohey is a journalist and author who has extensively reported on national security for several decades.
Both parties, Labor Party as well in the past, have been trying to up their ante in terms of how tough they are on national security issues and how they're keeping people safe and all this sort of thing. Well, they've gone to a mighty effort to bring in all these draconian new laws. You expect them to use them sometimes, you know.
Geoffrey Robertson says it's not just the politicians who are responsible, but the Chief Commissioner of the AFP as well.
He should be called before Parliament to explain, and if necessary, sacked, either for delay or for, more importantly, undermining Australian democracy by authorising these raids.
It's Geoffrey Robertson, QC, ending that report by Melissa Clark.